Iraqi officials meet this week in Baghdad with South African weapons experts. Iraq invited them after the Bush administration held up South Africa as a model for how a country willing to divest itself of weapons of mass destruction can do so. Mitchell Reese is author of Bridled Ambition, Why Countries Constrain Their Nuclear Capabilities. He spoke to NPR's Renee Montagne about how a country convinces the world it has disarmed.
Ukraine and Kazakhstan are also on the Bush administration's list of countries that used to have weapons of mass destruction. South Africa's arsenal was secret. Mitchell Reese says that by the early 1990s, with the Cold War over and a black government waiting in the wings, South Africa's last white president decided to act.
For a period of 2 years, he oversaw a process that dismantled the entire nuclear infrastructure, destroyed the nuclear weapons, and at that point, he then declared to the world that they had had a nuclear program and that they had dismantled it.
But then how did the UN inspectors get into it?
Well, at that point, the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, sent its inspectors down to South Africa. The important point is that the South African government gave them access to all the facilities. They showed them all the records that were left that hadn't been destroyed or hadn't disappeared, and the conclusion was that South Africa had indeed abandoned its nuclear weapons.
And no snags along the way?
No. Now, see, South Africa did not cooperate fully because they refused to share information as to who their foreign suppliers were. And the fact is that a lot of the documentation had already been destroyed by the South Africans before they allowed the international community to come in there. Yet at the end of the day, the determination was made that, in fact, the South Africans had gotten rid of all this material. And one, I think, large reason for that was because there was a sense that the white community didn't want the possibility of a black majority government to have the bomb. And so there was this political overlay that influenced, I think, the technical analysis that went on.
How about Kazakhstan and Ukraine? They'd inherited weapons from the Soviet Union.
That's absolutely right. When the Soviet Union disintegrated, three countries, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, and Belarus, all had tactical and strategic nuclear weapons on their territory. And in each country, the story is a little bit different. In Belarus, because of their experience with Chernobyl, they were more eager than the Russians were to get rid of these nuclear weapons. In Kazakhstan, the leader there wanted to use them as leverage to get as high a price as possible for returning them to Russia. And Ukraine was the most complicated of the three cases. It became a public debate, actually, as to whether they should be returned to Russia, and if so, what the price should be.
The Bush administration is putting these countries forward as examples of how nations eager to get rid of weapons of mass destruction, how they do it quite transparently. But there are big differences between these countries and Iraq.
Well, I think the key difference is that the senior leadership in these countries made a political determination that they were going to give up not only the nuclear weapons they had, but any nuclear ambitions that they had. It also meant that they were going to fully cooperate with the IAEA, that's the International Atomic Energy Agency, and allow them free rein to come into their country, poke around, prod around. None of that has existed with respect to Iraq.
Getting back to the South African experts who've gone to Iraq, those who were involved in their own program to dismantle weapons, if Iraq doesn't admit that it has weapons of mass destruction, what result can come of this visit?
At its most charitable, this is a well-intentioned effort by the South African government to try and defuse a crisis. But realistically, it's a political gesture for domestic and perhaps regional purposes. This team will have absolutely nothing to do of any real utility. If Saddam had any intention to dismantle these weapons, he wouldn't need the South Africans to teach him how to do so.
Mitchell Reese wrote the book Bridled Ambition, Why Countries Constrain Their Nuclear Capabilities, and he's the Dean of International Affairs at the College of William and Mary. I'm Renee Montagne, NPR News.